Did you hear that lonesome whippoorwill? He sounds too blue to fly. That midnight train rides alone. I'm so lonesome I could cry. Did you ever see a night so long when time goes crawling by? The moon just went behind the cloud. I'm so lonesome I could cry.
I love it when the crickets skip. Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU. I'm Bronwyn C., one half of the most trusted team in sports talk radio today. And, you know, you can ask yourself, is Sportsy Talk half empty or half full today? It's up to you to let me know. Got a lot of stuff to cover, a lot of sportsy things, and I hope you'll call in at 201-209-9368 and talk to me. Because I think the point of sportsy stuff and knowing about sports at all is that you can talk to people about it. You know, like, you can talk to strangers that you would never ordinarily speak to. Is that going to drive you nuts? Do you hear these crickets? Listen to this. Oh, they stopped. It skips and then it goes again. That's kind of exciting. Crickets. I'll just leave it. So, you know, the hard part is when there's no one here to talk to, because then I rely on you to phone in and talk to me about sports, because I got to talk to somebody. You're not strangers. You're listeners. You're our friends. Okay, so let's start off with the Sportsy Talk Fantasy Football quick update on our league standings. In the East, Jim the Poet is still number one. I'm number two. Marseille Manatee talks sportsy to me, Feckless Flops, and Blue Horseshoe loves Sportsy Talk. In that order, in the West, Danny D still in the lead. JPP's Phantom Finger, strong number two. Studio B Ben, who clobbered me this week when we went up against each other, is also in there. Brady's Flatball. Robot Station Manager Ken hanging in not last, almost last. And then Ordinary Average Guy in last in the West. So that's our fantasy football update. Congratulations to JPP's Phantom Finger. I think he's moving up pretty quickly. And what else did I want to talk to you about? I thought I had a list. Oh, yeah, I did. Okay, so let's see. Oh, and thank you. I got some thankses to give to people this week who gave some money to WFMU to keep us on the air during our Crunch Time Silent fundraiser. I want to say thanks to listener Ivan and to listener Daniel, both in New Jersey. Thank you guys very much. Daniel says, thanks for all the sportsy. And we say, you're welcome. Thanks for all the support. Thanks, guys. Also, I do have to start off with an apology as well. Last week, things were a little hectic in the studio at the beginning of the program. Oh, and you know who else I have to thank? Oh, my God, before I thank anybody else, I have to thank Kelly, DJ Kelly, for coming in and filling in 2 weeks in a row. She had done a really good fill-in a month or so ago, and then co-host Jim the Poet couldn't be here last week or the week before, and she came in twice. She couldn't come in this week because she never signed up to do a once-a-week sports talk radio program. So she did her duty and came in twice, and I really appreciate her filling in. It was very good of her. You might have noticed that Jim the Poet is not here again. He's still serving his suspension. He slid an internal rhyme in and broke up somebody's iambic pentameter and was suspended for that reason. So I don't know when he will be back or if he will be back. I hope he will be back. I miss him a lot. But until then, I guess I'm going to be flying solo. So I'm glad you're there, that's for sure. Oh, the apology. Yeah, so last week when Kelly was here, though, things were kind of wacky at the beginning of the program, and I started to say something about, we have a listener in New Zealand who very kindly supported this show, and I was trying to thank that person, and I went off on some kind of weird alternate reality fugue state thing that had nothing to do with anything, and I besmirched the All Blacks and maybe a friend of mine as well, but luckily, one of our favorite listeners got a hold of me and said, okay, here's the deal about New Zealand, because this listener's familiar with New Zealand. She said, the All Blacks are rugby. The All Whites are football, which is what we call soccer, or what is called soccer here. They call it football. The Tall Whites are basketball, and the Flat Whites is some kind of coffee drink. I didn't get a chance to Google that, so if you want to look up Flat Whites and tell me what the heck it is that like coffee milk, like what they drink in Massachusetts? I don't know. But anyway, I have done my due diligence on the All Blacks now and discovered that they are in the finals of the Rugby World Cup going up against South Africa this Saturday, the Springboks and the All Blacks. Look out for Oscar Pistorius, you All Blacks, because he got loose. They let him out. Don't go in his bathroom. We have a call. WFMU, you're probably on the air.
Rugby talk. I love rugby talk.
Oh, you do? Yeah, good. Hey, you're listening, huh?
This is Jim the Poet.
Yeah, I figured it was.
I'm still in Azkaban. Is that where they sent Harry Potter when he was bad?
Of
Azkaban.
You probably read those books. I did not.
I did not read those books. I intended to actually watch the movies, but even those are too long for me.
Your attention span is short.
We decided that Quidditch is not a sport, so now I have absolutely no interest in them.
Yeah, well, it's not.
Where's Kelly Jones?
Well, you know, she didn't sign up to do a regular weekly sports talk radio program, so she's not going to come in every single week. You know, she's only going to come in when she can, once in a while.
She has better things to do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Other people do. You know, it's you and me. They're the ones
it's
that.
It's a good thing. Yeah.
Anything.
Hopefully that. Yeah. It sounds like next week I'm free to go back on the radio with you, which is
thank
really
God.
the only solace in my entire sad life.
Me too.
Being on the radio with you.
I am having the worst life.
You're not having a terrible
I'm
life,
having
are
a
you?
Terrible life. Yeah.
What's
it's
going
been really
on?
Hard. I can't talk about it on the radio, but things have been really rough. And you know, I look forward to seeing you.
I know
every
you're the
I
only
look to
seeing you and
you.
Being on the radio with you is
yeah.
the only sunshine in my otherwise dreary, superfluous life.
Yeah, me too. It's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, we should go to Louisville University, though, because they have strippers in the dorms.
Yeah, I saw that. Well, that's only for the athletes. We'd have to be athletes at Louisville.
Well, that's too bad.
You want to hear me finish talking about rugby? You want to talk about rugby? The Rugby World Cup is happening. We don't know anything about it, right?
Yeah, I don't understand.
It is. No, it's like they have all these. It's like a World Cup, only it's rugby.
Well, then somebody mentioned the World Championships of rugby are in 2 years, and I was like, well,
no, that's
what?
A different
what is
thing.
Happening?
Well,
like,
you know how you know?
World,
okay,
what's
I
the
think
difference between the World Cup and the World Championship.
I think it's like soccer in Europe, you know, where they have all those cups.
Oh.
You know, like they have the this cup and the that cup and the league cup and the something championship and the other championship, but once you know every 4 years they have the World Cup and that's different. So I think the Rugby World
so
Cup
did
is
we
like
lose
the.
Already? Did the U.S. is the U.S. already out?
Oh
of it?
Yeah, I'm sure they were out like it forever.
They were
ago,
out
right?
initially.
Yeah, and I guess Scotland got thrown out on a bad call or something.
Well, do they
so
wear kilts?
Like
I mean, I think it would help if they wore kilts.
That'd be awesome, right?
I you mean, know, if I you would do that, you would lift the person up and be like, "Whoa!"
I would like to see rugby, because you know, like
is
first
like
of
live
all,
rugby?
It's yeah, because it's like it's very quick, right? It's fast like soccer, and then it's like really violent like football. So it just
seems
like the best of both.
It seems like because it's like all of a sudden they'll keep lateraling it down the. So you do this a lot of lateraling sideways.
Uh huh.
And then like suddenly someone will be open.
Yeah.
And then they'll run all the way in, and you're like, that seems fake. Like they're faking it, like wrestling.
No,
how
I don't
can
think
the guy
they
be that open?
They can't. They can't fake it. It's rugby. They can't fake rugby.
They can't fake rugby.
No, rugby's real for sure.
And all their ears are coming off because of the cauliflower ear.
Exactly. Mr. Carmichael wants to know if you've knocked up all your coworkers at your job, and that's why
I think
that's
it would be immaculate conceptions. Mm. Everyone that I work with is about 12 years old, so I think I would be in jail.
Yeah, that's bad.
They're all
don't
children.
Do that. Don't
and I'm
do
an
that.
Old man.
You are an old man.
I'm wearing mom jeans today.
Oh, no,
and
stop
Bombi,
that.
Ben Bombi shoes
not.
That I'm convinced
you
are lady shoes.
Wait, what? What kind of shoes?
They're like red. I don't know. They're like a tropical red, but they look like
what?
Lady shoes.
What? Well, what did you call them? Ben Bombi shoes? What?
Ben bought me.
Ben bought me?
Ben, my roommate. He's kind of Batman.
Oh.
I'm kind of Robin.
Oh,
I'm fat Robin.
Wait, you're wearing his shoes?
No, he bought me shoes as a gift out of the blue because he sometimes gets drunk as on the internet. So I was like, the first pair he bought me, it had
oh
to be lady
God.
Sizes because they were like a 9 and I couldn't even fit my foot in them.
Yeah, that's ladies.
I'm like, well, this must be lady sizes. He's like, no, these are men's sizes. So now I'm wearing an 11 and uh-huh. they look like lady shoes. They're like this red, almost tropical red color.
They are lady shoes because lady sizes are 2 sizes bigger than men's sizes.
It's
so
kind of
wear,
the shoes that Alice from the Brady Bunch might wear.
Yeah. Why does he want you to wear those? That's kind of
I
interesting.
Don't know.
That's
he just insists on it.
All right.
And it really, you know, for all the things he does for me, the least I could do is wear lady shoes for him.
I guess.
I mean, if you
especially
find
if he
someone
buys
who's
them.
Like, hey.
What if he starts buying you, like, lady underwear? Would you wear that for him,
Oh, lady
too?
Underwear is very comfortable.
Oh, dear.
I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's a little too sexy.
Oh, Lord.
Your junk.
What have I done?
Did you? Do we have to bleep that out?
No, I didn't. I left it. I left it. I don't care.
Little bows. It's nice to have a little bow sometimes, you know, in your underpants.
Yeah, I have a little bow on mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Right now?
Yeah,
really?
Right now. Yeah. It's cute, actually. There's a little, I mean, it's really subtle. It's like there's a tiny little bit of lace and there's a little bow. Itty bitty.
Panty talk?
Panty talk, yeah. Pantsy talk.
Pantsy talk.
Pantsy talk. Here we go. Oh, so who else is in the Rugby World Cup finals? Okay.
Semifinals.
Okay, yeah. The All Blacks are in with South Africa. This is the semifinals. And Los Pumas from Argentina are up against the Wallabies of Australia.
I think it's more of a Southern Hemisphere game.
Really?
And those dudes are
I didn't think of that. But
they're
but
all
the,
like
but,
line, giant linebacker murderous.
No. But I think like Irish people play it, and I think if you go up to the
they
Bronx.
Don't win.
No, but stop that. No, but I think if you go up to the Bronx, I think you can see live rugby games up there, like, you know, with Irish people.
Should we go?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
heckle?
Here's the thing. I mean, I would really like to see the Rugby World Cup.
Where do they play the game? Like, I mean,
it's being played in England, this one is.
Because they love the rain?
Yeah,
they love terrible weather?
Terrible weather, yeah. And but the thing is, you know, I mean, obviously, I don't even get normal TV channels, so I don't get, like, the rugby channel.
Is there a rugby channel?
There must be. Don't you
don't
have
know.
It? You have all the
to
channels.
Tell because I have so many channels.
I know. You have
it's
too many.
It's difficult to see exactly what's on.
But see, I thought, okay, so here's the thing. I thought, okay, surely there are sports bars in New York that are showing the Rugby World Cup, right? And since there's
right.
a six-hour time difference, it's going to be like 10 in the morning or something.
Yeah, it's not
you
that
know?
Bad.
So we'll have to go start drinking at 10 in the morning.
But I usually do.
Well, the problem is, I know.
On
but,
the way to
you
work.
Know, the problem for me to go to a sports bar, though, is that, like, you know, even though I'm, like, a smoking hot sportsy girl and everything,
yes.
I'm still,
I
like...
Would, that's actually not a bad tagline for you.
My physical form here on Earth
yeah.
is a middle-aged housewife from the suburbs. And
yeah,
it just
no
doesn't...
No one knows that.
No, but when people see me, like,
see
if I...
smoking hot lady,
but if I go into this... If I go into the sports bar...
That's not true.
They're just seeing some old hag from the suburbs coming in by herself and drinking at 10 in the morning to watch rugby. I mean, that's just not going to... That's kind of awful.
No, just wait a few drinks.
It's kind of awful and sad.
I'm taking a few drinks in, man. It's all on.
Oh, man. I don't know.
That's what I depend on.
Well, that's probably why you think I'm attractive, because you drink so much.
I always think you're attractive. What
are
you
talking
about?
I know, because you drink. Because you're always drunk.
Yes. Well, that's one of the reasons I find you attractive.
I know.
The other reason is because you're attractive. You're smart, you're funny, and you're great on the radio.
All right.
You're like a dream.
Stop it.
A dream I've never had. 201-209-9368.
Oh, hey, we have a... Oh, no, they hung up. They hung up. Never mind.
That's too bad.
Never mind. All right, so let's see. I did my apologies. I did the football update.
What did you apologize for? For me?
No, I got... I already did it. I'll tell you later.
Oh, okay.
I got kind of... I kind of went... I don't know. My mouth kept going and my brain wasn't on last week for a little while. So I was mostly apologizing to our New Zealand listener for...
Oh. We have
saying,
one New Zealand listener?
Yes, and he pledged to us.
Whoa.
Yeah, thank you.
How's that been going?
Ken keeps moving the goalposts, so, you know, we keep, you know.
Oh.
We do have a call. Hold on. WFMU, you're on the air.
Hello. Well, if I get a reminder, I can probably steer you around rugby in New York City, although I've been out of that scene for a few years.
Yeah.
But I thought I'd bring you up to date on the Pee Wee Cardinals.
Oh, yeah. The guard
okay,
eligible
Okay,
games.
Now, you guys, wait. I'm going to, this is because I'm running the show today. And Jim's not here to stop me. I am instituting the three-minute rule.
Okay.
I warned him I was going to do this.
Uh-oh.
Okay, we got a three-minute rule, three-minute time limit on calls. Go.
Okay.
This is listener Robert,
well,
right?
Well, we lost.
Oh.
And largely it's because of the weakness of our head coach's technique of making plays up on the spot, as I tell you.
So that
I can tell you about
you're
that.
The stick, you're the rock. That didn't work.
Almost, yeah, but... Largely, more than that, it was because we were missing our starting quarterback. Didn't find out later, until later, that it was...
He was arrested.
Mother kept him home for disciplinary reasons.
Oh, he was arrested.
You know,
he was in jail.
Well, no, the kid is a smart guy, but I guess tends to be a bit of a smart aleck and maybe mouthed off or something.
Oh.
And that, well, all right, but... We anticipated, all right, we'll just have more of the plays where we snap the ball out to the other backs, but our starting center, also, he didn't show up in time to make the registration to play in the first half.
Oh.
Club rule, you got to be there half an hour before the game, or you have to sit the first half.
Jeez.
And so we were in a lot of trouble, and we wound up losing 28-7.
That's actually. Like a score with the Giants and the Ravens.
Yeah, well, actually, we play the Giants next week. For, you know,
I meant the
place.
Eagles.
We're now halfway through the season.
Oh,
you mean those Giants.
I have to get
Giants.
Somebody changed. Hold on for a second.
I meant Giants and you. Yeah, the Giants and the Eagles, I think they lost like 24-7 or something last night.
Yeah, well, those Giants.
Those Eagles.
But, I mean, one of the plays Tim tried to make up was one that he actually said that ran with success the previous game, although I didn't remember it.
Mm-hmm.
He was describing it in a huddle on the sideline, and he said, all right, you know, basically the ball has to be snapped out to the backs where the left back would take it, and then he says of our left tackle, all right, you're going to pop out
mm-hmm.
and take a handoff from him. And so you got that? And I asked him, you better tell me, because I don't understand it. What he really meant was the tackle to come around, pull behind this back, was already 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, getting the snap.
Yeah.
This is like the Colts trick play.
Yeah, it's like Colts trick play.
Yeah.
I said to Tim, this is a hard play. He said, oh, well, they can do, you know, things like that, whatever. But he tried it twice.
it didn't work either time?
No.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the Cardinals. Better luck next year, guys.
No, wait a minute.
You still got a season, right?
What? Still got a season? Oh, I thought this was it.
No, that was just halfway.
All right.
We played double round robin.
So how are you doing then?
We're 2-1-1 now.
Okay. That sounds all right.
And that's because you have no overtime to settle ties, right?
Yeah, that's true, because, you know, we only have the permit for so
long. Yeah, I mean, they kick you off the field.
Yeah.
Okay, that's 3 minutes. Thank you.
Okay.
We're blowing the whistle on Lister Robert. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Robert.
Bye. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I had to give some ladies some change.
That's okay.
So.
See, how did that work? That wasn't so bad, right?
The 3-minute rule?
Yeah, the 3-minute rule. I think it was good.
Yeah, no, that was nice.
I like it.
We could have an egg timer in the back that just kind of goes off.
What?
Hang up on people.
I think just hang up on them. No, I don't want to discourage people from calling. I want to encourage people to call. And I think if we had more time for more calls, because you think about it, like we have an hour, right? That's 60 minutes.
Yes.
Okay. If somebody's on the phone for 6 minutes, that's like a tenth of our whole show.
Yeah, I can't do that kind of math.
No. So
if I could, I would have a real job, not at a bookstore.
Okay, well, never mind. Hey, you want to talk about that Colts play? That was a pretty
good play.
Yeah,
did you mention that Colts play?
Not yet. I mean, he just mentioned it.
Well, see, the big thing was the Patriots were all their fans were talking about how they were going to beat the Colts this weekend by like 70 points because the Colts had ratted them out for that whole Deflategate thing last year.
Oh, yeah.
So then it was like, oh, the big revenge game. We're going to cheat like crazy.
So the Patriots played the Colts this week.
Right.
Yes.
On Sunday night in front of a national audience.
Yes. I got to see it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And the Colts were, you know, there's a lot of pressure on the head coach. You know, they haven't been playing that great.
Mm-hmm.
The coach is like, we always get beat by the Patriots. They're always cheating on us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's think of something to give them.
Yeah.
All right. He's out of pennies over there. You need pennies right now?
You
need pennies. Hold on.
All right. I'll continue talking about what happened on the play. Okay, so this is like the reason we watch football is to see plays like this because, you know, it's going along and it's a normal game. And then all of a sudden, the Colts, the entire line, like they get down like they're going to punt, I think, the ball. I think they were supposed to look like they were going to punt. And they get down and the Patriots send their punt return team out or something. And all of a sudden, the entire Colts team like runs in formation, they just sort of scuttle right like crabs and they go to the right sideline and they leave the snapper and the guy in the guy who receives the snap in the middle of the field and all the like three or four Patriots line up to kill them and then the guy snaps the ball and nobody was ready for the ball to be snapped and everybody's like, what just happened? And the Patriots jump on the guy and kill him, and that was the end of that. And it was like, I think it was fourth down. And it just looked insane. I mean, it's inexplicable, and it's difficult to describe. I think you have to go online and look for, like, the blooper reel or something. Just look up the Colts.
With the butt fumble?
No, the Colts insane play. I was trying to describe it, and it was so insane, you know. So I described it. But the thing is that apparently what they were trying to do was trick the Patriots into running, you know, their punt team on the field or off the field or somehow trick them into getting too many men
like,
on the field somehow?
I saw it. Actually, Maine did the same play this weekend and scored like a touchdown on it.
Really?
Yeah, so Maine did
a college team?
It was a fake field goal.
A college
in college,
team?
And they won the game.
Yeah, okay, fake field goal. Right, so the thing was that the guy in special teams who was supposed to snap the ball on this Colts weird play,
yeah, he was not the guy who...
He was injured. He got injured, so he wasn't there.
He got injured in the second quarter, and then they still wanted to run the play because they loved it so much.
Yeah, so they stuck this guy in who had never practiced it as the snapper, and the guy didn't know what he was supposed to do exactly. So he's looking around. He says, oh, I guess I better snap the ball. And it was a total failure. It was insane.
Well, it was funny because the announcers were like, could barely conceal their, like, what on earth just happened?
Nobody could figure out what it was.
Like, what is happening?
Everybody was like, what? And they showed it over and over again.
They called it the WTF ache punt.
Yeah, that's right. WTF ache.
Look that up online, WTF.
WT fake. WT fake punt.
But, it was one of the most insane plays. And I had heard from... Danny D on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and I said, well, this is like the worst place. It's the butt fumble. And he was like, well, this is worse than the butt fumble.
Why? Because
they didn't mean to do the butt fumble where the, you know,
they meant
actually
to do
guy
this.
Got, you know, got sacked by somebody else's butt and dropped the ball, and the Patriots got the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this was a play that they had drawn up and practiced. This
yeah,
is something they wanted
but
to
the
do
critical
on
the critical player hadn't practiced it and didn't know what he was supposed to do.
No, and they gave
so
the ball
great.
To the Patriots with like
it
a short
ridiculous.
Field, and the
yeah,
Patriots scored a touchdown.
Terrible.
And,
Terrible. They should have been.
Laughing and cheating.
That's how they do.
Cheating.
And did you see that Patriot player who, like, jumped the entire Colts line?
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
The Colts were going to kick, and this player, Collins, I don't know who he is. Collins?
Awesome.
He's huge.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He's huge, and he jumped over the entire Colts line. He just, like, shot up in the air and came down and stuck his leg way up like a rocket and blocked this kick. It was crazy.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, this is why we watch football, to see stuff
that's
like this.
That's why I watch
you
football.
Know, right?
Although
I mean,
at that point I had kind of OD'd on football.
Yeah, I know.
Because I watched 7 hours of non-commercial, like just going back and forth between games,
oh,
people
God.
Scoring like crazy.
I
see like 80
that.
Touchdowns a weekend.
I try to watch as many games as I can because I'm on Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Yes, it's
talking about
it's
sports.
The most trusted team in sports talk radio.
I am part of that.
Today.
But the thing is, it starts to feel like a job after a while. I'm like, I don't want to watch the Bengals game.
I don't want to watch them. You know.
Oh, but you know what? If only I'd been watching the Bengals on the NFL Network, which I don't have, because they showed naked Bengals after
that game.
Yeah,
they were interviewing some guys during the...
In the locker room.
And
they were like naked. There was naked butt. Naked Bengal butt. Some of those Bengals have hot butts. I
haven't seen the video yet.
Yeah, you got to check it out.
I have not clicked on that.
Very nice.
Did not go there.
Yeah, don't do it at work.
No, I don't think we can't do anything at work. We can't even go to the WFMU.org website, which you can at home.
You and should.
And give us money.
Yep. We're not going to talk about that anymore. We're still doing it, but I'm not, you know, we don't talk about it
right,
very much.
Quiet,
it's fine.
Thanks.
We could talk about mascots, but I'll talk about that later.
Mascots?
We don't have to talk about that now.
What kind of mascots?
I don't know. Any kind
Are you enjoying the Mets run? But you can't even watch it, right? You don't have TBS.
Yeah, I haven't been able to see it.
Bummer.
That I enjoy it as much as I would if I could see it. You know.
Are you enjoying? Would you, I mean, do you think because we burned Mr. Mitt that we've lifted the curse off the Mets? The cocaine curse.
No.
So you think the Cubs are going to come rolling back?
I'm rooting for the Cubs.
Everybody's rooting for the Cubs.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, it's like 107 years of futility.
Yeah.
Although there was one New York writer that was suggested that the Cubs fans want the Cubs to lose.
What?
They enjoy the losing.
Oh, that's what I always say about the Mets fans, and I don't
think
that's
true. But they
enjoy losing. I think the Mets fans enjoy losing.
Enjoy
what are they going to do?
You know, I went from being a Red Sox fan in 2004.
Because
and
you enjoyed losing.
And I moved to New York the next day.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, this Mets team seems like my bag of tea.
Yeah.
Because they're losing all the time and make me miserable, and that's satisfying.
That's what I want. That's what I want.
You know, give me that.
You never know who is sportsy and who isn't. And today, my boss was in the kitchen talking to some guy that I always also work with that I actually like, so I shouldn't, you know, talk about him that way. But they were talking, and I realized they were talking about baseball. And
well,
I had no idea. Yeah, right. And
Gotham.
she said that she felt that Mets fans were coarse.
Coarse?
Coarse people. She said she had
like
the impression.
Without manners?
Yes, they were coarse. Coarse and ill-mannered.
Have you ever been to Yankee Stadium?
I said, you know, Yankee fans, boy, you ought to check them out. She said, no, I just mean that I think the Mets fans are coarse. And I'm like,
so
okay.
So they're like low class or something like
I
that?
Guess.
I guess.
I was surprised.
That's odd.
I thought it was interesting because I didn't know she really paid any.
What a strange
I asked her,
criticism.
I know. I asked her what team she followed herself, you know.
The Cardinals, I'm thinking.
No, I think the Dodgers.
Oh.
Actually. So, you know.
One of those, you know.
Hey, you know what? All of a sudden they're calling these things like the NLDS and the NLCS. Maybe it's not all of a sudden. Maybe they've been doing it for 20 years. I just noticed it. ALCS, ALDS.
The ALCS and the NLCS, the championship series. Because it used to be before this like wild card stuff.
Yeah.
That if you won the East or won the West of the American League or National League, that those two teams would then play each other to get into the World Series.
Right.
So like the Red Sox and the the Angels 1 year. But you know, there's a lot of different years. But then they added a lot more teams to the playoffs.
Don't those acronyms sound like rare neurological disorders?
Yeah, like a like the division series? That doesn't really mean
NLDS. It sounds like they need a foundation. You
yeah,
know?
Please help us cure the NLDS.
Yeah, the NLDS. Together, we will find a cure.
I think they could raise money to solve the American League right now because, like, I mean, I know that Danny D is a Toronto fan, and actually they're playing very well right now.
Mm-hmm. And
although I think they may be down to the Royals.
Wait,
who's late innings.
Are the Royals accusing? The Royals are accusing the Blue Jays of stealing signs and cheating.
Yes,
cheating like the cheaters.
Well, they hit like 11 home runs against them yesterday.
Cheaters.
So I mean, I would say they only have 3 games at home. Steal all the signs you can.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be back in Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. You'll probably get killed. But the barbecue in Kauffman Stadium, I must confess, is the best stadium barbecue that I've ever had.
Wait, where's that at, Kauffman?
It's in Kansas City. It's
right next
to Arrowhead Stadium.
Oh, okay, because I don't think they had Kauffman Stadium when I was there. I went to some Royals games when I lived in Kansas City.
Where did they used to have, like, County Stadium or something like
that?
I don't know what it was called.
It was weird. But, they have good barbecue there.
Oh, delicious. I think maybe the best baseball
In general, barbecue in Kansas City is very good. It doesn't get the respect that, like, you know, Memphis barbecue does. Or
no, they don't
whatever,
care either.
But they're really good. They're perfectly fine eating the barbecue.
They're happy as hell. Just eating.
Happy as pigs in a pub.
So you haven't been watching any of the ALCS?
None of it has been broadcast. Oh, look, it's time for News of the Dead.
Uh-oh.
See?
I actually have a News of the Dead.
You do? Go ahead.
Oh, right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have to look up the guy's name.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll go ahead then. Maybe. Oh, you know what? Okay, so another high school football player died this week. And I quit, like, doing News of the Dead reports on him a couple weeks ago because I just, you know, there's so many of them now.
Yeah.
Every week there's another high school football player, like, dying in a football game.
And football's a pretty dangerous sport.
I guess it is. You know, I don't remember ever hearing about high school kids dying like that, you know?
No,
so
I think it's a weird problem they suddenly are having.
Yeah. So I don't know why is that happening? And why are professional football players all getting so injured all of a sudden? I mean, serious injuries every week.
It just seems like, I guess we're much more aware of especially head injuries now.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
now
concussions.
That they've tried to make it so you don't hit guys in the head with your head.
Yeah, right.
And now it's like guys are getting blown out. Knees are getting blown out.
Oh, yeah. Marcus Mariota got his knees blown out.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that was a cheap shot. And I found out from that play, he's the quarterback for the Titans, and they were playing the Miami Dolphins, and somebody on the Dolphins, like, took him out after the play was over and he shouldn't have been tackled. And I found out from that there's something called the Tom Brady rule, which you would expect would be like stop cheating or something. But
no,
actually it's about the Tom Brady rule is you're not supposed to break people's knees. You know,
he got rolled over by a guy on the Kansas City Chiefs a few years ago.
Tom Brady was out for the season.
Mm-hmm. Like, it was the first game of the season, first couple
of
plays.
I don't remember him being out for a season.
He got rolled over on his
knee. He was out for the season. I don't remember that.
And it was like one of the things where the guy went to the ground and then rolled right over Tom Brady's knee. You couldn't even see him coming.
And then they must have
made some rules. There's like a half a dozen rules that are you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like you have to inflate all the balls, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
The tuck rule is one of Tom Brady's favorite rules because it helped us cheat and win against the Raiders.
What's the tuck rule?
Tuck rule is it a forward pass or is it a did you pull it back thing?
Oh, it's the Raiders
the first time we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, is the arm in motion forward?
Yeah,
at
it
the
took
time?
Them like yeah. a half an hour.
There's
that
some
game.
Crazy.
No game, and there was no replay, and they said it was a tuck rather than a throw, and so then they kicked the field goal, and the Patriots won, and the Raiders lost.
Crazy rules.
The Patriots cheated again during that game because they to do a field goal, have a Vinatieri come out and kick the field goal. It was snowing so bad that they had a plow come and plow the line.
Uh huh.
And then the Raiders are like, hey, man, what's going on? Like, what? Just leave the snow there. Like, what are you doing? And they're like, oh no, we have to move the snow because okay, bye.
Because we won. Bye.
Because we won. Bye. Yeah. We won. And the Raiders are still mad. Like, Raiders fans are still upset
that we cheated on them.
But
everybody's upset when New England cheats on them. Everybody's upset.
I know, but
there's
nothing they can do about it, apparently.
Yeah, I know. Apparently not.
Kansas City is up 7-2 on the Blue Jays in the ALCS.
Okay.
In the seventh inning.
And what's the? Are they?
They must have stopped them from stealing their signs.
Is it? Yeah, I guess. So what's the series stand at? Like, who's does
oh, the
Kansas City
Royals
win?
Are up 2-1.
Oh, okay. So this will be
but
2-2.
But the Blue Jays
so
hit,
this will tie.
I mean, when they're you know whatever they hit 10 home runs a game usually.
Okay.
Chuck Coney of the Boston Red Sox died. He was 90 years old.
Oh.
He was once considered the heir to a Hall of Famer Bobby Dorr at second base. This is back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
He had been a scout for the Red Sox for more than 40 years because there was like an accident. So he like was a great player for the Red Sox.
Yeah.
And then like his oil burner blew up at his house like during the off season or something during the winter, and it blew off his leg. And Tom Yawkey, who was the owner, was kind of a sweet guy if you were white.
Yeah.
He was kind of mean to black people, but he was nice to white guys.
Okay.
And they said, well, you have a job for life with the Boston Red Sox. So they made him like a scout for 40 years. So he like lost his leg. They made him a scout for 40 years. He visited Carl Yastrzemski at Notre Dame and hit fly balls to him. And he was a scout until 1992, and then he was a consultant with the Red Sox, and he finally died this year. But he was like a really good player. And like was going to be a good player for them, and then had this freak accident, and the Red Sox kind of just took care of him.
Man,
and I guess he must have been a good scout.
Yeah,
it doesn't mention anybody.
Well, they wouldn't.
For the Red Sox.
Well, I mean, they didn't
fly balls to Carl Yastrzemski, but
didn't
sign him. Apparently,
they didn't actually win the World Series all the time. He was scouting,
not,
so there you go.
There was a great book by Howard Bryant.
Yes.
Terrific writer. He's on ESPN.
Okay.
And he had written about the real curse of the Red Sox was that they didn't get black players. So they were supposed to have,
so
they gave Jackie Robinson a tryout before the Dodgers. And there was this legendary story of the owner saying the N-word, yelling, get that N-word off the field.
Oh, dear.
Which is may or may not have been the owner or whoever, but it was like an ugly moment in the history of the Red Sox. And really, they could have used him because they probably would have won sooner.
Probably.
But Willie Mays was the other one who would still come up to, you know, Carl Yastrzemski and Ted Williams and say, I was supposed to play with you. Like, they were sort of like, well, you know,
should
you sign this guy Willie Mays? And it's like, yeah, you should sign that guy.
That's crazy.
So.
All right, another death.
Uh-oh.
All right, this is really sad. Texas mascot Bevo 14 did die. He was forced to retire a couple weeks ago.
Bevo
14.
14.
Yeah, he's the 14th Bevo. He's a Longhorn steer of the Texas Longhorns. He's their mascot. He retired a couple weeks ago with bovine leukemia, and then he died.
What?
He had
That's
bovine
terrible.
Leukemia. I know,
what,
it's very
steer?
Sad. Yeah, he's a real, you know, he's a Longhorn steer because they're the Texas Longhorns.
Oh. Do they eat him, like, after he's gone?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, if he has leukemia, I don't know if they can eat that meat. I don't know if you want to eat the mascot.
If he's a steak.
We don't eat mascots here at WFMU.
We burn them.
We have mascots, though. We have a WFMU mascot.
Oh, we do? What happened to the Dalmatian?
Murrow's still the mascot, but now there's a new contest. To be the new mascot. If you go to WFMU.org and kind of scroll down, you'll see the mascot gallery of all the entrants so far, and you can enter your own animal.
Enter my fish, Dave.
You could enter Dave the fish as a mascot.
He doesn't do anything all that fun looking.
That's okay.
But he's still a pretty good fish.
He's a handsome fish. I've seen pictures.
Yeah, he's got like blue and red.
Yeah. Or if you have a pet gamecock or something, you could put that in.
But the gamecock's coach is retiring.
He quit. He left.
He's
Steve Spurrier.
Like, I'm old. I'm not doing this anymore.
Steve Spurrier. He just walked out in the middle of the season. He just said, "Okay, I'm gone."
He's
and
like,
now,
forget it.
Now the rumor is that Chip Kelly, who's the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, is going to replace Spurrier with the Gamecocks.
Well, the Eagles won last night against the Giants.
Yeah, well, who wouldn't? I mean, geez.
The Giants
were terrible.
Like, it was like they were getting killed.
Oh, yeah, it was awful.
I switched to the channel with the naked lady who has all the tattoos, and then they solve crimes, right, solving the naked lady tattoos.
I
like that show.
Okay. Are you going to call her up on the air and have her talk to us? Because, you know, you're on
we
the
We could try
radio.
To do that.
Yeah.
You want to talk to the naked lady in the bag?
No, I haven't.
From the blind spot
that sounds
show?
Like, that sounds like Tawana Brawley.
I think naked lady
Tawana
in the bag
Tawana
would be
Brawley.
A better rated show.
Tawana Brawley was a naked lady. Tawana Brawley was a naked lady in a bag.
She's very pretty, but she's a murderer. I mean, like, on the show, she just looked like...
You mean the lady on the show. You don't mean who I'm talking about. Okay, go ahead.
Who are you talking about?
Never mind.
What? What happened?
Never mind!
Wow. We still have the news of the dead?
Oh, yeah. Are we done? I guess we're done.
I guess we're done.
Yeah. That's. Oh, no, you know what? I have one other news of the dead. And this is a personal one. This is Peter Doherty died last Thursday. He was a friend of ours, and he was really a successful pop culture guy. He grew up in Queens. He directed one of the Beastie Boys' first videos.
Oh, wow.
He got all into the punk music scene, came up through that scene, got a job at MTV. I think he was instrumental in getting MTV Raps on the air.
Oh, that was a great show. MTV Raps.
One of my favorite shows of all time, Syphil and Ollie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember that? That was so weird. And I would say, God, how did this get on the TV? And it was like one of my favorite things. And it was because Peter Doherty said, yeah, let's put this on TV, even though it's insane. And then he worked for MTV Europe. And then he had some problems and some personal things happened to him. And then he didn't work for MTV anymore, and then Thursday he died, and Friday was his wake, and Saturday he was buried. And
sorry.
That was the end of Solomon Grundy. But, I'm sorry. He was a good guy and really influential on, you know, for pop culture and stuff for people who never knew him or never knew his name or anything, you know, got a lot of happiness in their lives because of what he did.
Well, that's all you can ask for, right?
I think so. Yeah, I think that's pretty good. So that's News of the Dead. So that's over. Crickets.
Oh, because I haven't been on the show in like a few months.
Forever. Yeah. You know, are you ever coming back?
I'm coming back next week.
Okay, we have to talk about what happened in the Michigan State.
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
You're coming back next week for sure.
Michigan State.
Oh, yeah. So college football is so random, and you never know what they're going to show you. You know, like they just sort of put these random games on. But Michigan State is a big rivalry.
Yeah, it's a big interstate rivalry. Michigan must win every year.
Yeah, I think they win a lot.
Michigan State's only good at, like, basketball.
Michigan is a pretty good program, and one of the Harbaughs is running it now.
Yeah, that's a crazy Harbaugh.
Crazy Harbaugh with
his name's Jim.
Yeah,
he's a maniac, and the San Francisco 49ers were like, yeah, thanks for taking us to the Super Bowl, now you're fired.
Yeah, exactly.
And he went and signed with Michigan.
He said, okay, I'm going to go back and coach college ball. So he's coaching college.
And they're Michigan, the Wolverines, were suddenly great under Harbaugh, and they've been leading this entire game.
Yeah, and it got down to where at the end of the game, it was the score was Michigan 23, Michigan State 21,
right.
And they had like 1 second left.
Right.
And they had the punting team out there, and all Michigan had to do was punt, right?
All they had to do was punt the ball.
And, okay, and their punter is this guy named Blake O'Neill.
You know his name?
Yeah, because you know what? At the earlier in the game, he's like from Australia or someplace, and he does what's called a rugby-style kick, which I don't understand.
Okay.
And he kicked an 80-yard punt.
80 yards?
An 80-yard punt earlier in the game, and everybody's like, Blake O'Neill, you're our hero. Blake O'Neill, you kicked 80 yards. You're wonderful. And then he got up, and all he had to do was do one itty-bitty punt of any kind, you know?
Really, all he had to do was kick the ball.
Yeah, he just had to catch the ball, kick the ball.
20 yards would have done it.
They snapped the ball to him, and he bobbled it, and Michigan State player Jalen Watts Jackson scooped it up while it was still live.
So still live, and all they have to do is tackle the guy, the game's over, and they've won.
And they couldn't tackle him, and he made a touchdown.
I mean, it's like one of the greatest endings of there was an ending where they scored a touchdown a few years back where it was like the band was on the field because
they thought they.
It's like up there with the band on the
field.
Really,
it's really.
The band
like,
wasn't on the
it's
field.
It's like there was zero time on the clock. And this Jalen Watts Jackson makes a touchdown. Everybody jumps on top of him, mobs him. You know, everybody's like going insane.
This is at the Big House in University of Michigan.
Yeah, it's Michigan's own stadium, right?
This is happening. The whole place is quiet. They're
Michigan
like, what
State.
Happened?
There's like three Michigan State fans there, and the rest of the 100,000 kids are from Michigan. You know,
yeah.
And Michigan just lost in this play, and there's this weird kind of groaning noise. The whole crowd goes.
It was just like a guttural volcano.
And then everybody piles on Jalen Watts Jackson and breaks his hip.
They broke his hip?
They broke his hip. Yeah,
he was
out,
down on
he's
the field for a while. I didn't realize they'd broken his hip.
They were all piling on him. You know, they're like, yeah, we won. They're all piling, dog piling on Jalen Watts Jackson. And then he's, you hear him screaming. He's like, get off. And then he goes, oh dear, you know.
He's a special teams guy.
Yeah, so they.
I mean, he'll be on crutches, but he'll be
he'll be okay.
Yeah, he'll be like,
fine.
Revered.
He's out for the season.
Life.
Yeah. So he's gone. But
he's gone.
It was an amazing. He's gone. It was an amazing. It was an
injured.
It was news of the injured. That's good. We'll do that. News
you're
of the injured.
Injured.
You're in hospital. Hey, they let the Giants tight end Daniel Fells, who has MRSA or had MRSA, is out of the hospital finally. I don't know how much
good.
I don't know how much of his foot is left, but he's out.
You have MRSA?
No.
Who has MRSA?
Daniel Fells.
I thought you said I have MRSA.
No, who had? He has. He had.
MRSA.
He had MRSA. He has
now
MRSA.
No, he doesn't.
Now, well, we don't know that he doesn't, but he's out of the hospital. They quit taking off hunks of his foot.
Ooh.
So we don't know what his situation is.
Yikes.
Oh, guess what they found in the Philadelphia Stadium before the game last night?
I don't know. Hold on.
Eagles.
I gotta go.
Okay. I'll tell the listeners. Then he'll come back and he'll want to know what I was saying. Okay, so, we have a listener Ralphine.
What happened?
Listener Ralphine heard us talking about Chip Kelly maybe taking over the...
The Eagles fans are trying to get Chip Kelly out of town.
Listener Ralphine has the inside scoop.
And oh, really?
So, yeah, listener Ralphine says that she heard that Chip Kelly is looking at houses on Lake Murray outside Columbia, South Carolina.
So he's going to take over for the game.
He's house shopping down there.
I mean, it's you know.
That's
it's,
what
it's,
we
it's
hear.
Hot in the summer though. And it's 150 degrees in the shade.
Oh, it is not.
It is. South Carolina's
150. No, it doesn't get that hot. I don't believe it.
That, but I, all my I New Yorker, that. You know, like they, I'm hearing back from the New Yorkers who taunted me in the '86 World Series that I
yes.
know, just picture me and Mr. Met on Facebook and stuff like that. They all moved to South Carolina.
Yeah.
Like all these Long Island New Yorkers.
Oh, they'll be sorry.
So I think there's like enclaves of like, to be like, hey, y'all, what's going on? And then they'll be like, hey, what's going on?
They don't want those Yankees.
Doing?
They don't want those Yankees
don't
down there.
Don't touch my car.
They don't want those Yankees down there. They don't want Yankees.
They don't like carpetbaggers?
Send them back. No.
All right.
It's not like here. Okay, so last night.
Yeah.
In the Eagles Stadium before the game.
Yeah.
The Eagles, the Giants.
Yeah.
There was a raccoon. In
it
the
was.
Stadium? Yeah, they had to capture.
Dangerous.
They had to capture the raccoon.
Yikes.
It was an actual, like, wild.
Yeah, that's. See,
ravening
they have
raccoon.
Squirrels. You remember they have rally squirrels all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Like,
they had
rally
a
raccoon is not.
Rally,
like,
rally
raccoon. Stop
raccoon.
Get rid of the
raccoons
raccoon.
Are big and scary.
Yeah, no, they're terrifying.
Hey, you know the. You speak German.
Ein bisschen.
You know the German word for raccoon? Such an awesome word. I love German.
Say,
I love.
I'm going to say something with a swear word in
it. No, I love German.
Probably like
they,
500.
I know. They
long.
Have the craziest words for everything. Okay, no, it's Waschbär.
Waschbär.
The little bear who washes things. You know,
yeah,
the Waschbär.
Wash. That's the problem.
The Waschbär. I love it.
He is unclean.
I love it.
And they raccoons have figured out how to turn, like, doorknobs. I mean, they're
oh, yeah.
really like.
No, they're smart and they have opposable
yeah, they are
thumbs.
Smarter than me.
They have smart. They're smart and they have opposable thumbs.
They are terrifying.
And they eat garbage just like we do.
Yeah,
we have
just
a call.
Like, thanks for the garbage.
WFMU, you're on the air. Welcome
Hello
to Sportsy
there.
Talk. Hello, who's this?
This is Larry from Lackawack.
Larry from Lackawack, greetings. Okay, we got the 3-minute rule in effect. Go.
Go. Why aren't you talking about the trade between the Toronto Blue Jays and the New York Mets?
The trade? You mean the R.A. Dickey trade?
Yes, exactly.
So the Mets traded R.A. Dickey, who had been their Cy Young Award winner a few years back, for Noah Syndergaard,
mm-hmm.
who is right. they call him
and
Thor.
And what happened?
Thor.
And Darnell, Travis Darnell, is their starting catcher.
Yes. And what happened? Who won that trade?
I would say the Mets. The Mets ultimately.
I would
won
say
the trade.
Mets too.
I mean, yep. R.A. Dickey only lasted like 2 innings today and gave up like 6 runs or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's a knuckleballer, so like he's like some days are great, some days are terrible for him. But he had like a great season for the Mets a few years back, and they were able to trade him for some blue chip guys.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, I mean, Dickey was saying, wouldn't it be funny if they both ended up pitching in Game 7, but it doesn't look like Dickey's going to be pitching Game 7 if he's going to give up five runs in two innings.
It's yeah, probably not.
The ALCS or whatever this is.
Yeah.
But that's it's funny that, the Mets have stockpiled all this pitching, and then you see them, and you there's one night's DeGrom, another night's Harvey, another night's Matt, another night's Syndergaard, and you go, like, wow. Like, this happened suddenly out of the blue.
Mm-hmm. Now they have great pitching.
So.
You haven't even seen enough of Matt's yet.
And Wheeler is another guy who's been injured. He had Tommy John surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt's will pitch, I think, game four. They just have, 20-year-olds who throw 100 miles an hour. Then they have another one. They bring them out, another one out of the bullpen. You go, like, whoa, what's going on? So, yeah, no, Mets pitchings look dominant, and it's hard because the Cubs, they have a lot of great hitters. It's just like it's so cold nobody can hit.
You can't hit what you can't
see. Except Daniel Murphy.
Daniel Murphy can hit.
Daniel Murphy. I'll tell you, that's a story right there by itself.
But they said the Mets said they're getting rid of Daniel Murphy next year.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully he hits five or six more home runs.
Why are they announcing it? I mean, they're still in the playoffs. Why are they saying they're going to get rid of him?
Because every sports writer keeps asking them what they're going to do. The money keeps going up and up for Daniel Murphy, and it's like they're still not going to sign him. They have like 20 guys in the minors to bring up to play second base.
Yeah.
So,
are they 300 hitters?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, Murphy's got. He doesn't. He's not a natural second baseman. He doesn't steal bases. I mean, he gets on base, and obviously, when he gets hot, the guy's electric when he's hot. This is as hot as he's ever been.
Right.
And the guy made a play. He made a catch the other day that was pretty great.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's really like the
good
kind of guy you want to have like on the last year of his contract because he's playing like Bobby Dorr is a good example of the kind of guy he's playing like. He's a Hall of Famer right this second, but I guess the Mets don't think he's going to be their long term solution.
Hmm.
The Red Sox made a mistake years ago. They won a World Series in 2007, and everyone was at the parade is chanting sign Mike Lowell, sign Mike Lowell. And it's like Mike Lowell's getting a little older. They fell for it. They signed him. And then, they're like 2 years into it, they're like, all right, this is a terrible, terrible move for us. Like, now we have this guy we can't trade. He's not worth the money that we're giving him.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't reward people for stuff they do now. You reward them for what they're going to do for your
ball
team. That's why the Mets have so many.
But I just think it's odd for them to be talking about it now while he's still playing in the playoffs that they would be saying.
It's all these Yankees reporters going to the Mets games and causing trouble.
It's
course, like Mike Ricciardo, all those guys on the post.
We have
they
to talk about
to
Lamar
right.
Odom. We have to talk about Lamar Odom. We have to talk about Lamar Odom.
I didn't want to prompt his phone call with that. But I just wanted to say the Mets are doing good and they won the trade.
They are.
But, they definitely won the trade.
When you read stuff on MSN and all this stuff on the internet, it's just like it's the same questions over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. It's like this guy's doing good. Reward him. Give him a contract.
I mean, I would definitely say
okay,
if I was
that
team,
point.
Oh, yeah, we're going to sign him with whatever he wants.
Rough.
And
okay.
Then in a month, after you've had the parade for the World Series, go, yeah, we're not going to sign that guy.
Larry, thanks for your call. We did the 3 minutes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
See, that worked.
That was 3 minutes?
It was actually like 5 minutes.
He didn't really get a word in
it. It was actually like 5 minutes because you were talking a lot.
But
he brought up the trade. You guys talked about the trade, and then it was kind of going back to the trade again, and I was like, that's enough. Let's talk about
the Reds. I mean, the Mets won that trade for sure.
Sure they did. And that was a good call. Thank you, Larry, from Lackawack. All right, so Lamar Odom, not dead yet.
Yeah, I thought he was dead, but then he's not dead.
They thought he was dead,
but he's in another hospital.
Yeah, they airlifted him. Lamar Odom was in a legal brothel in Nevada. Lamar Odom is a former
NBA. He was on the Clippers and the Lakers and a bunch of different teams. He was a terrific. He was a terrific basketball player for a while.
Do you remember when Kobe Bryant was a rapist?
Yeah, I never have forgotten that he's a rapist.
All right, so Lamar Odom was like a terrific basketball player in the NBA.
He was.
And then he married a Kardashian.
Yes, and then his whole career kind of went downhill.
And then he was like on reality shows or something.
Yes.
Okay, the Kardashians, right? Their reality empire, as I understand it, began when Kim Kardashian made a sex tape with some guy.
Yeah, it was kind of like when Paris Hilton became
I mean, it kills me. Well, I don't know.
But now they're very famous, and then they have models.
Yeah, they're all famous because somebody, like, my sister made a sex tape, so now I'm famous. I just think that's...
Well, they're all pretty.
No, they're not.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Kind of
I've seen pictures
pretty.
Of them. They're not pretty.
Who's not pretty?
None of them.
None of them?
They all have this weird face.
I don't know.
They're terrifying.
They're fun.
No, they're terrifying.
Okay.
But anyway, so one of them married Lamar Odom after his career was over. Oh, yeah, Chloe's the one who's O.J. Simpson's daughter, right?
I don't think that's ever been.
Okay, right.
Allegedly.
That's all I know. That's all I know is what
allegedly.
I read in, like, tabloid headlines at the
allegedly.
Supermarket.
Kardashian was his lawyer, and they were friends,
yeah,
and I don't know.
Whatever.
Jenner, I don't know.
Yeah,
all
we
mixed
don't know.
Up.
Yeah.
They had sex parties or something.
Something.
I have no idea.
We have no idea. We don't know what goes on. But anyway, so he was married to one of them, but somehow they were getting divorced, and they signed their divorce papers, but their divorce isn't final
she
yet.
She came running. This is the Romeo and Juliet of our time.
Yeah, okay. So he went to a legal brothel in
Nevada.
He's trying
to, you know, he's bummed out about Chloe.
And yeah, oh, yeah, that's why he went? Okay, so...
Yeah, that's why he went.
Oh, uh-huh. So he went to this legal brothel in Nevada and took, like, massive overdoses of so-called...
drugs.
So-called drugs.
Drugs.
Alleged drugs. No, it's something like vegetable Viagra or something, natural Viagra,
oh, it's a Viagra
herbal,
party, yeah.
Herbal Viagra or something. And then, like, after a week of... smoking crack and
he had like
taking
a whole
vegetarian Viagra. They found him like unconscious on the floor and he was like completely out of everything.
I mean, I'm like that on Sunday afternoons, just like
yeah, naturally
eating and watching right. football. I'm in a coma.
Hey, guess what? The
show
is over. Our show is over now. I don't know if we got like a...
But Morricone Island's coming up next.
It is coming up.
Stay
next.
Tuned.
Did we...
I don't know if we pronounced that right.
I think you did. Do we have a... like a wrap-up on Lamar Odom? I mean,
he's alive.
What did we learn from this? Okay, he's alive and he's back in California somewhere.
Yes, he's in a hospital. They had
all
to
right.
move him to a different hospital.
The end.
The end. I mean, hopefully he's not dead.
Right. But if he is, we'll talk about it on News of the Dead next week.
We
so
will.
This has been Sportsy Talk on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for answering the call.
I really hope you're here next
I'll
week.
I'll be here next week.
Okay, that'll be great. That's
thanks.
Something for us all to look forward to.
Oh, I
thanks,
think.
Jim the Poet. Bye. All right. I guess that's it. That's the end of the show. So, yes, do stay tuned for Morricone Island. Thanks for listening to Sportsy Talk. Thanks for inviting me into your home tonight. And may God bless.
right, another exciting installment of Morricone Youth. Our Morricone Island. Oh boy, sorry. we have a special guest, Fabio Frizzi here. Italian composer, the horror maestro, somebody I never thought I would meet, let alone see play live. Composer, guitarist, keyboardist of the great Lucio Fulci films. He recently wrapped up his first ever North American performances, a total of 5, Austin, LA, San Francisco, Toronto, and ended up in Philly, and we hope to get them back here in 2016. So this is part 2, leading up to Halloween, of course, of specials dedicated to Fabio Frizzi. So glad that he made it. If you go back to the archives of September 29th, 2015, that's just 3 weeks ago, right? We did a special show to get you primed on all this. We got some more music here coming up. But from the 5 performances of the Frizzi to Fulci tour, which is what it was billed as, it's a tribute to his old pal, Lucio Fulci, godfather of gore, collaborator of such classics as Zombie 2, 7 Notes in Black, The Beyond, Say Living Dead, 4 of the Apocalypse, Manhattan Baby. We'll hear all that music and some discussion in this next hour. We'll also be debuting a track of Scooter McRae's 2015, that's this year, short horror film, Saint Frankenstein. And I'll thank, right off the bat, so I don't forget, Alex Kushchu for the track. One of the mini cues from Saint Frankenstein, and he was somebody that was down at the Philadelphia show we met. So I wanted to do Singles Going Steady, but I had this opportunity to interview El Maestro, so I had to take it. So next week we'll do a special Halloween inspired horror monster soundtrack 7-inch special. So please stick around for that, and go to wfmu.org/pledge to throw in a few coins into our jukebox. It is crunch time here at FMU, and we need your support to survive. So thanks to those who have already pledged this October. Thanks to Michael of Brooklyn, Andrew of Chicago, Stephanie of Jersey City, and Rich H. of Jackson Heights, a faraway exotic place, 2 rivers away. And you too can be part of radio history by pledging to keep WFMU afloat. Just go to wfmu.org/pledge. All right, we started off with the Benjamin Franklin Group, their track Chaco, from 4 of the Apocalypse from 1975, Italian Spaghetti Western. It's the first to kick off the Fabio Frizzi Lucio Fulci collaboration. It stars Fabio Testi. And really, it's Franco Bixio, Fabio Frizzi, and Vince Tempera. We'll hear a little bit about that. After that, we heard a sort of, they call that a Goblin track, but really Fabio Frizzi co-wrote that with Goblin. And at that time, Goblin was Claudio Simonetti, Morante, Pignatelli, and Martino, the drummer Martino. And it's in 76 as Percy is killed, directed by Oscar Brazzi.